Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Joel Abava is our good friend, and his website is thefranchisekingblog.com. Did I say that right, Joel?
Yes, you did.
And also takethefranchisequiz.com. I want to make sure we keep mentioning that because I want you guys to go there and check that out. And just you ought to just do it for fun, even if you're not trying to learn something. But you might learn. You might go there for fun and find out you found something pretty serious there. And, of course, your new book. When's that new book coming out, Joel?
Wiley Publishing, fall 2011.
All right, so coming up now, you be sure to let your publisher know that I expect to launch that book on this show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, if I find out that you went somewhere else and launched your book on some other radio show, I'm going to be really upset.
I am writing that down now. Make sure you, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, well, we've launched a lot of books on this show. Actually, we're launching your book today, for that matter.
Yeah, really. Thank you.
So we've got this young fledgling at our knee. We've taken them through the quiz. We've determined that this person is a franchisee prospect. We've told them about how to learn a little bit about themselves. Can they go shopping now?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What do we do?
They should start going to some of the major franchise websites.
But we've kind of determined. We've kind of narrowed it down. We know we know enough about ourselves that we know we either do or don't want to sell, you know, a retail store, or we either do or don't want one where you have to go out in the marketplace and knock on doors and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" And so now, whatever that is, now we're ready to go shopping. What do we do?
Go to any of the franchise websites and start searching around for opportunities that you feel are a match for what you said you're good at and what you said you're not really good at.
Because now we need to say, okay, I'm good at that, but that franchise is way more money than I can afford.
That's right.
Maybe that's what we're talking about, right?
Well, I think before the money part, it's important to see what's out there with relation to what you're good at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might think that owning some type of automotive franchise like AMCO or MACO or something like that might be really good because you happen to like cars and trucks. But if you don't match that type of business, don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still okay to read about it a little bit, read the descriptions on these websites, so you get an idea. And, you know, it's a couple-week process.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know, you don't know.
All right, so you go through the process,
yeah.
and then what?
And then it's okay to do this, folks. Request information.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they stop there for the fear of that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. If I fill out this form, that means they're going to call me. Oh, no.
You get to try the suit on and see if
that's
it fits.
That's right.
Right, you get to see how you look in it, and the way you do that with a franchise is by getting the marketing material and also the investment material.
Yeah,
the perspective.
There's no obligation except that you'll take a phone call and you'll get an email and you'll start talking a little bit.
Yeah, but your point is narrow it down as much as is humanly possible through the quiz, through talking, you know, deciding about yourself, learning more about yourself. And narrow it down so that when you do start requesting information, you're only doing it for the opportunities that would actually fit, be more likely to fit who you are and what you have.
Thank you. That is how to do it. That's the secret. Start by talking about you to yourself, to your spouse. What are you good at?
Mm-hmm.
Find out. Then you can start focusing.
Are you willing to relocate? It might be that the franchise opportunity for you is in another place.
Yeah, once in a while it's sold out in your area.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
you gotta
a possibility
go somewhere else.
Too.
So, folks, the franchise universe is huge. Your job and what Joel has been helping us with is to get it narrowed down so that you can sort of take a bite out of this universe in an appropriate place, not try to, you know, eat the whole thing.
That's right, because the whole thing is 3,000-plus franchises.
Yeah.
And that's too much.
Mm-hmm. And so what you've done is help them really find a way, a very simple way, a very elementary way of going through the process and narrowing it down, and coming up with something where maybe you're seeking out, and when you seek out this information, the prospectus and the marketing information, you know, you have a pretty, you should be pretty confident that you know, from these five or six, you should be able to find one.
That's right.
Yeah. Joel, well done today. What a great job you did in helping us go along this journey of understanding as we try to find out if we're a franchise prospect, and then how to move forward if we are. The FranchiseKingBlog.com, right?
Yeah, either one is fine.
And take the FranchiseQuiz.com.
You got it.
And the new book we're going to launch pretty real soon. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks, Jim.
Congratulations on the deal with Wiley, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.